Počúvate SBS v slovenčine. Nájdite viac pekných relácií na sbs.com.au/slovak.
Nielen Charita, ale aj potravinová banka v Sydney zaznamenala nárast dopytu po núdzových potravinách od začiatku lockdownu, a to až o 200%. V západnej a južnej časti mesta, kde sú obmedzenia najprísnejšie, sa stále viac ľudí snaží uživiť rodinu, ako to len ide, a dať jedlo na stôl za každých podmienok. Miestní dobrovoľníci robia, čo môžu, aby sa uistili, že sa dostane na každého. Durga Oven je prednášajúca na univerzite v západnom Sydney, ale dnes pomáha rozdávať základné potraviny tým, ktorí sú v núdzi.
And that means we mask up and we get out there, we shop for people and we drop it off at their door. We communicate to them through their phones and through the internet and we just try to be there for each other. We don't want anyone forgotten. We don't want anyone going hungry. We don't want anyone feeling like they're alone through this lockdown in our area.
Počet miestnych ľudí, ktorí venujú svoj čas tam, kde je potreba, rastie každým dňom. Ide o tzv. Nekontaktný spôsob. Dobrovoľníci nechajú koš s jedlom za dverami, zaklopú a odídu.
A lot of refugee families are on bridging visas and they're not eligible for any government benefits. And so when they lost their jobs, they're not also eligible for any sick pay or annual leave or anything because they're on in casualized jobs.
Maher Zahna je medzinárodnou študentkou a kvôli lockdownu prišla o prácu v maloobchode. Vzhľadom k tomu, že jej pozícia je označená ako casual, teda príležitostná, nemá nárok na dovolenku ani iné zamestnanecké benefity. Situácia je momentálne nepredvídateľná a preto je každá pomoc dôležitá.
The situation is getting really hard on us because we can't predict when the lockdown is going to end, but our expense just keeps on going and we're not able to get any help from Centrelink as well.
V balíčku sa nachádza ovocie a zelenina, cestoviny, lušteniny, ale aj hygienické potreby. Bez tejto pomoci by si Mahrazana pravdepodobne nemohla dovoliť platiť nájomné.
They deliver all nutrition stuffs as well. It's not like all long life thing that we got eggs and milk and everything, and it's quite enough for me, at least one person, to survive one whole week. It saves me money to like it helps me to save up money instead of spending the amount on grocery. I can save up and pay my rent.
8 oblastí miestnej samosprávy v juhozápadnej a západnej časti Sydney v súčasnosti podliehajú najprísnejším opatreniam, ako už sme povedali. Obyvatelia týchto častí nemôžu opustiť svoje domovy, pokiaľ nemajú povolenie k práci. Miestny poslanec Jihad Deep však poznamenal, že väčšina pracujúcich z týchto mestských častí pracuje manuálne, napríklad na stavbách, a preto pre nich práca z domova neprichádza v úvahu.
Of course, the impact of that has meant that many of them, their income has just gone down dramatically. I'm receiving number of calls day after day of people who are in financial distress and really struggling, and it's very difficult for them. Whether it's the rent, whether it's the basics, whether it's just being able to have that little bit of peace of mind that you're going to be okay. These are the things that people are really worried about.
Pre rodiny migrantov je jazyková bariéra veľkou prekážkou v komunikácii, hlavne pokiaľ ide o hľadanie pomoci. Pomoc, ktorú si ale ľudia vzájomne poskytujú, je podľa poslanca Diba veľmi inšpiratívna.
People who have not worked at the moment are volunteering to be able to pack these hampers. It's the spirit within us that's actually helping us get through, and that's the really important thing. The big risk here is that so many people could fall through the cracks, but if it's not for the community, it's not for the community organizations and many of those grassroots charities, then a lot more would be falling through the cracks. We're seeing it every single day. The number of requests is absolutely phenomenal.
Potravinové banky rozvážajú košíky s jedlom a najnutnejšími produktami aj do miestnych charít. Ako vraví výkonný riaditeľ potravinovej banky John Robertson, požiadavka na dopyt je pre nich záťažovou skúškou. Očakáva sa, že odbyt sa bude v budúcich týždňoch iba zvyšovať. Niektoré rodiny sa s touto krízou stretávajú poprvé a ich úspory sa veľmi rýchlo tenčia.
We're building about 2,500 hampers a day in our warehouse and shipping those out to people in need. We're being tested when it comes to supply chains. Sometimes we're struggling to get product that we need to put into the hampers or product that we need to ship out to our charities. People who never would have expected they'd find themselves in this situation suddenly come to the realization that if they want to keep a roof over their head and the lights on, something's got to give, that when you've cut everything in your budget, sadly, food becomes one of those things that you contemplate cutting. And so you'll have families, you know, going one meal or two meals a day or no meals, you know, at a particular point during the week.
Potravinová banka tiež dodáva masky, čistiace prostriedky, ale aj zdravotné informácie vo viacerých jazykoch, aby pomohla rodinám sa lepšie chrániť pred šírením vírusu. Aj po skončení lockdownu je veľmi nepravdepodobné, že by sa veci vrátili rýchle do normálu, ktorý sme poznali pred pandémiou, a tak pomoc bude aj naďalej dostupná.
We anticipate that this is going to go for some time, and I think people shouldn't assume that when the lockdown measures ease, that there's a switch flicked and everything goes back to normal.
Christy Parkers vedie potravinovú charitu s názvom Komunitná kaviareň v štvrti Liverpool, ktorá bola postihnutá najviac. Nachádzajú sa tu komunity z rozdielných kultúr a náboženstiev, preto je veľmi dôležité, aby sa dostalo na všetkých a nikto sa necítil vynechaný. V ponuke sú preto napríklad aj vegetariánske možnosti.
There's one lady who's very local who is vegetarian with two young children, so we do try to meet her dietary needs for meals. We did have, as I said, one of the hampers that went out today, there was no bacon or bacon products in there. We don't always have access to food that is marked halal, but we do keep that in mind and we try our best to meet everybody's dietary requirements.
V tejto neistej dobe nikto nevie, ako dlho budeme nútení zostať v lockdowne, a tak dobrovoľníci odkazujú všetkým, ktorí pomoc potrebujú, aby sa nebáli kontaktovať svoje miestne charity alebo centrálnu potravinovú banku o pomoc.
This community has always looked after each other, and I have been a beneficiary in the past, and now I'm helping other people who are in need. It's simple as that. This lockdown, we're going to get through it together.
Páči sa mi? Zdieľajte, komentujte, sledujte SBS v slovenčine na Facebooku.